This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Remember when progressives used to have bumper stickers on their cars that said coexist? Remember that? Coexist. We can all coexist. Black people and white people and gay people and transgender people and religious people and non-religious people. And just all that. We can all coexist. We just want to get along. We just want equality, equal rights, equal protection, equal opportunity. Now, what's the slogan of progressives? Kill whites. Murder cops. You know, you don't deserve to speak. Silence. This is the new attitude of the left. And I know you've seen this too. I'm just trying to really explain it in more detail. So this whole time when the left was demanding equality and demanding coexistence and demanding tolerance and inclusiveness and diversity, it was all bullshit because they are bullies. And I'm going to introduce a new phrase here, Black Lives Bullies. They're bullies. They bully you into submission. They bully you in the workplace. If you don't bow down and say that you love Black Lives Matter, then you get fired from your job, don't you? If you don't love Black Lives Matter on your social media account, oh, you run the risk of getting shut down. Or if you criticize them, then you're going to get deplatformed or demonetized, right? And even on your block where you live, you're probably being bullied, if you have neighbors, bullied into promoting and supporting Black Lives Matter because they're really Black Lives bullies. And you know, it strikes me as interesting that we have anti-bullying laws in this country. It is illegal to bully somebody even through the internet. Did you know that? We have anti-bullying laws. And yet, what the tech giants are doing to conservatives and Christians is bullying. What the radical leftists are doing to everybody else in America is bullying. The left loves bullying, even though they're the ones who claim that we need anti-bullying laws. No, they love to bully, and that's what they're doing. They are the biggest bullies, the most dangerous, violent bullies. And that's what this Black Lives Matter rioting is all about, is bullying everybody into submission. So when we talk about fundamental human principles like every life has dignity, all lives matter, right? You're called a racist because the radical left says, no, you can't say all lives matter. You're a bigot. What? All lives don't matter? No, they say only Black lives matter. White lives should be destroyed, they say. They're going to destroy your life as a white person. They're going to destroy your business. They're going to burn it down. They're going to get you kicked off your website. They're going to smear you. They're going to threaten you. They're going to intimidate you because white lives don't matter, because everything they promised these leftists over all these years about dignity and equality, it was all bullshit, right? So all lives matter is now a racist statement according to the intolerant left. And the very same people that said they wanted inclusiveness, you know, the gays, the lesbians, the progressives, they wanted inclusiveness. Now, what do they demand? Absolute conformity and obedience. The thing they hate the most is intellectual diversity. They hate that. In fact, they don't even like physical diversity anymore. They don't want white people working at Google. They don't want white people in the companies. They used to say, oh, it should be, you know, diverse and have some white people and some black people and some Asian people. Now they're like, punish the Asians. They shouldn't get into the universities. Kill the whites. Murder the cops. Only people of color should be allowed to run society. Only people of color. This is their new demand. They are bullies. Black lives bullies. And bullies need to be stopped. And how do you stop bullies? By the way, like a playground bully that's beating up other kids, how do you stop that playground bully? You kick him in the balls. You punch him in the face. You flatten him out on his ass. That's what you do. Stops a bully real quick when someone stands up to him. But you ever notice when nobody stands up to the bully just becomes emboldened. And that's what we're seeing now with Black Lives bullies. No one is standing up to them. So they figure, well, hell, why don't we seize downtown Seattle? You know, and since the cops just surrendered that territory, next they're going to say, well, why don't we seize Portland? Why don't we seize Los Angeles? Heck, why don't we seize 20 cities? Why don't we seize the Capitol buildings? Why don't we just seize the whole country? And as long as no one stops them, that's exactly what they will do, because they are a movement of political violence. This is not some ragtag team of spontaneous protesters. This is a well-funded, well-supplied, highly complex logistical system of political violence with the purpose of causing a revolution and an overthrow of the United States of America. And if no one stands up to them, they will continue to bully their way into the position of running the country. That's what Mao did in communist China. He bullied his way to unleashing communism and becoming the dictator of China. And if Americans don't stand up against these bullies, that's exactly what will happen in America. You will wake up one morning and your country will be lost. You will be living under a black dictator, probably. A black dictator who will tell you that no white people are allowed to serve in government, that no white people are allowed to own land, that no white people are allowed to speak online or anywhere else. All white people will be deplatformed, including all the groveling liberal leftists who were virtue signaling and begging for diversity and begging for inclusiveness. Guess what? They want to kill you too, because you're white. And according to the Black Lives bullies, you were born in sin because you have white skin. This is what they will do. It's not enough for them to just loot the stores and burn down the buildings, cause anarchy and chaos, and demand reparations, loot all the government money, steal everything from taxpayers, pay themselves big bailouts for no reason, by the way. They want to take over the nation and eliminate all whites. That is their goal. But here's the even bigger kicker in all this. The black people are too stupid to know that they're being used by the communists and the Marxists, who are, they just recruited black people to be the frontline sort of cannon fodder in all of this. Because really, even if Black Lives Matter terrorists manage to kill all the white people, turns out the communists are going to kill all the black people. Because this is all about communism, ultimately. And it's all about communist China wanting to take over America. And they have no room for black people in communist China. In fact, they have no room for liberal, left-leaning white people either. So all these left-wing lunatics who are bringing in communism and demanding it, they're going to find that they are among the very first to be killed if their mission succeeds. Because in a revolution of communism, the first thing the communists want to get rid of is people who grew up in a capitalist society. And that is every American, even the ones that are trying to bring in communism. That's who the communists will murder. And if you think there's violence against black people today, wait until the communists get their hands on them and murder them all to usher in their communist revolution. That's when you will beg for the things that I've been saying and teaching, which is that all lives matter, that freedom matters, that the rule of law matters. And if we can't find a way to live together here under a system of common law, then we will be conquered by enemies of America. So we'd better get our shit together here and learn how to get along. And that is going to be based on all lives matter, which is true equality, true divinity, true recognition of the value of the human spirit. And anyone who calls that phrase bigotry or racism is themselves an evil anti-human demon who is trying to bring in communism and trying to destroy this nation. So keep that in mind. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com is the video website for free speech. Naturalnews.com is where I publish articles. Thank you for reading.